Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
This is installment 3 of the Maimer of the Discourse, the Ata Tetzaveh. Again, a brief introduction. I gave a longer introduction earlier. This is a discourse which the Rebbe said in 1981. In 1992, he had it published and distributed it. And this is the last discourse which the Rebbe published and distributed, which in a sense is viewed as his last, so to speak, marching orders to us. The discourse is on the portion of the Ata Tetzaveh. You, Moshe, command the Jewish people to prepare pure olive oil, explaining that the idea of crushing, when we are crushed by challenges, by trials and tribulations, we sometimes give out the best oil. This is based upon the famous discourse of the previous Rebbe, 1927, Purim Katan, the minor Purim. Approximately March 1927, at the height of the communist regime, at the height of the oppression, the Rebbe was warned, do not gather together your people and deliver this discourse. He was in Moscow at the time, yet he went to the Chabad Shul, gathered together hundreds of people. He was told there would be Gepu, KGB agents present, and there were KGB agents present. And despite that, he went ahead and delivered the discourse anyway, encouraging his disciples not to fear the communist regime, but to go ahead and move right along and to set up schools to teach children. All of these things were activities which could get him and his disciples in trouble, and it did, because exactly 4 months after delivering this discourse, the previous Rebbe was arrested by the Soviet communists, a death sentence passed upon him. Today we have the file, and then miraculously, with a lot of hard work, the death sentence was commuted first to 10 years in exile, 3 years exile, and finally he was released on the 12th of Tammuz, having lingered in prison only a few weeks and released from exile, period, on the 12th of Tammuz. Released from prison on the 3rd of Tammuz, released from exile on the 12th of Tammuz. We're now continuing with chapter 9. V'hine hakos of the verse. V'kibal ha-Yehudim. The verse that the previous Rebbe's discourse is based on in the Megillah. And the Jewish people accepted Eis Hasher Echelu La'aseis, that which they began to do earlier. Medaber, this verse speaks bepashtus, from the simple perspective, in the simple perspective, behazman, about the time shel achrei hanes de Purim, after the Purim miracle. Because this verse is stated after the miracle of Purim, and the Jewish people reiterated their acceptance of Torah and mitzvahs. V'yashleimer, we can say, demash akosu b'hamaimer, the fact that it says in the discourse, depirush v'kibbal ha-Yehudim, eis asher echelu la'aseis, that the meaning of, and the Jewish people accepted upon themselves, that which they had begun earlier to do, who, the simple meaning is, the meaning is, shebimei achashverosh kiblu mashe echelu b'matan Torah, that during the time of Achashverosh, the Jewish people reiterated their acceptance of Torah, reiterating that which they had already previously accepted at the time of the revelation of the giving of the Torah, hu gam lefi pashtus hakosuv. It can even fit in, according to the simple meaning of the verse, shebekibol hoya la'achrei hanes, because the simple meaning of the verse is that they accepted after the Purim miracle. In the discourse, it suggests that this acceptance was before the Purim miracle, in the difficult moments. Well, Pizeh, according to this, Bazeh or Bazeh should be Me'achashvedish, Kiblu, Mashehe Chela B'matan Torah, through the fact that during the difficult times of the reign of Achashvedish, the Jewish people took upon themselves, accepted what they had earlier accepted at the giving of the Torah, Shnei and Yonim. These are actually two parts, two components. HaKabbalah, there was the acceptance upon themselves, Shoisa Bazman HaGzeda, which took place at the most difficult moments during the decree, Al Yidei HaMesiras Nefesh Shalahem, through their self-sacrifice. Kemefedesh B'Hamaymer, as it discusses in the discourse, that the Jewish people were ready to give their lives away, and not one of them abandoned Judaism and took on the religion of the Persian Medians. V'HaKabbalah Shoisa L'Acharei HaNes De Purim, and the declaration of acceptance which took place after the miracle of Purim, Shehina L'Syeser, is much higher, Gam Me'akabbalah Bizman HaGzeira, even than their acceptance during the decree, Kiddel HaKamon, as we will explain. V'Yesh Leimer, it could be said, Shal Derech Zeh, that in a similar vein, who? It is also Banegeya in connection to the expression of Kosis Lamo'er. Kosis Lamo'er means crushed for the luminary, referring to the olives. Shal Yidei Ho'inyan, through the idea, the Kosis of us experiencing crushing Shabazman HaGolus in the times of exile, in the most difficult moments, the crushing moments, Magiim, that causes us to reach Lehamoyer, the luminary, the highest levels. The Shnei and Yonim Bazeh, there are actually two components here as well. What are the two components? Kishi Yisrael Nimtzayim B'matzav Shal Kosis Mitzad Zeh Sheyeshnam Gzeidus Al Kiyim HaTeira U'mitzvahs, when the Jewish people find themselves in a state of being crushed because there are harsh decrees prohibiting the fulfillment of Torah study and mitzvah observance, k'may shahoya bizman amidas hamaymer, exactly as existed during the time that the previous Rebbe recited this discourse, March 1927, the most difficult moments of the communist rebellion. Yet, through standing firm, while being crushed, we reach the level of Mo'er, luminary, through their self-sacrifice, as is apparent from anybody who knows the story of those times, of those days. Yet, says the Rebbe here, there's another aspect, when we talk about being crushed for luminary, that this concept applies even when the Jewish people find themselves in a state of harchova, in a state of abundance, harchova begashmias, materialistic abundance, vegam harchova beruchnias, and abundance spiritually, meaning There are no limitations upon the Jewish people and their practice of Judaism. Elashem nimtzoyim begolus. So what is the crushing aspect? If there is abundance materially and spiritually, then who's crushing us? The very knowledge that we know that we're still in exile. That's a crushing experience. V'alderech hamatzav shoyela achrei hanes de Purim, mirroring the situation that followed the Purim miracle. What does the Megillah say? The famous words, She la Yehudim oisa ora v'simcha v'sosim v'yikor, the Jewish people experienced light and joy and gladness and honor, b'pashtus, in a simple vein, v'gam beruchnias, and also in the spiritual vein, that ora refers to Torah, and simcha refers to Shabbos and Yom Tov, and sosin refers to circumcision, and yikar refers to tefillin. All of the prohibitions enacted by Haman's legislation were reversed. The Jewish people could once again engage in Torah study, in observance of Shabbat and Chagim, in observance of Brit Milah, in observance of Tefillin. The Yesedim is even more so. Not only was there a reversal where Haman was no longer empowered, but he was in fact hanged, and his financial wealth was also transferred. Shagam Beis Haman, even the house of Haman. Haman had this palatial estate. His home, Nitan, was given to Esther. So now Haman's wealth was transferred to Esther. Shahaya Oz Gam HaMayla Dishapcha, which is the advantage of transformation, flipping. So what could be better? The decree is gone. The Jewish people are doing well. They're experiencing light and joy and gladness and honor. They're practicing Torah and mitzvahs. Ela shakate avde da achashverosh hanon. The problem is that the Jewish people still find themselves as servants of Achashverosh. They were subjects of Achashverosh, which is a quote from Tractate Megillah, page 14, that the redemption of the Purim redemption was not complete, unlike the Exodus of Egypt, which granted the Jewish people their complete freedom. The miracle of Purim did not grant the Jewish people their complete freedom. It did not allow them to be a sovereign nation. But they still continued to live as subjects of Achashverosh. So although they prospered both physically and spiritually, they were still bound in exile. That knowledge itself is a crushing knowledge. Heim shvurim, they are broken, v'nitkoyim, and humbled, cause is crushed, mizeh, from the factor, Shehem Begolus, that they know that they're in exile, Valyadea causes the Israel. And through this crushing experience, Mizeshinim Tsoyim Begolus, just by knowing that they are not in a state of complete independence, Magiyim Lahamoyer, that allows them to reach the higher level of identifying with luminary. What does this mean? V'yoinyin who, the idea is, the fact that the Jewish people are broken, just from the knowledge that they're in exile, even though they have abundance materially and physically and spiritually, who would be, because the true desire, shall kol echad mi Yisrael, the true will and desire of every Jew, is that there be complete revelation of godly energy, va'ad shezeh, to the extent that this revelation, gilui elokus, this revelation of godliness, negeya, touches, affects, matters, le'etzem mitziyusei, to the essence of one's being. V'lochein, therefore, zeh, the factor, shebizman agolus, that, just the knowledge that in the time of exile, ein meir gilui elokus, the revelation of godly energy does not reveal itself, is not illuminated, kimei, in the same way, shahoy, as it was, bisman, during the time, habayis, of the Holy Temple, because the Purim miracle was not during the time of the Holy Temple. It was in between the first and second temple. Ubefrat, most especially, kishem isbein, and when one meditates bozeh, about the factor, Sha'amra Rabbi Seinu Zichreinim Levrocha, which our sages of blessed memory taught. They taught the teaching, Kol Mishalei Nivna Beis Hamikdash B'yom, of anyone who did not experience the rebuilding of the Holy Temple in his days. Harei Zekilu Nechrav B'yom, of it is as if it was destroyed in his days. Not rebuilding is tantamount, is equal to destruction. This comes from the Jerusalemite Talmud. Hine mizeh atzmei, this itself, is erin ganzen, from this itself, from this in and of itself, is erin ganzen zu treisold, he becomes completely and totally shook up. Kosis, crushed. Megam, and furthermore, kishu bedar gait nihilis b'yeser, even when he is at a very high level, shemeyer etzle gili alikus, where the revelation of godly energy is revealed to him, bedugmas, in a parallel level, Hagilui of the revelation, Shahaya Bizman Abayas, as there was during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Mikomakam, nevertheless, Mizeh, from this very factor, Shebechlola, so Elamein Meir Hagilui, he as an individual, might experience this revelation. But the world at large doesn't. Muchach, it's apparent, Shagam Hagilui Shemeir Etzlehu Gili Mugbo, that the revelation as well is a limited revelation. Because otherwise the Beis HaMikdash would have been rebuilt. Mashiach would have been here. Because when the infinite, boundless energy of Hashem is revealed, and when it is equally present all over, and when there is one spot, even a far off corner, She'ein Meir Sham Gili Elokus, where the revelation of God, the energy, is not illuminated. There's one dark corner in a big world, Humit Meisha Gili. This would be because this revelation, Gam Bahamakim Shu Meir, even where it is illuminating, Hu Gili Mugbal, is limited, because infinite goes all over. If it doesn't even go into one dark corner, it's finite. In the brackets, v'zeh mashemuva b'maymer admor azok, and this is what is brought down in the discourse of the Alter Rebbe, printed in Ma'amore admor hazok, the Isa b'tikunim based on tikune Zohar, based on Kabbalah, sha'afilo im hoya tzadik echad chayzer b'tshuva shleima, that even if one tzaddik were to return with complete and total repentance at the highest level in his generation, hayabo Mashiach, then Mashiach would come. Ki ayidei tshuva shleima, because through even the complete and total return of even one tzaddik, Mamshich, and we draw down Gili Eir, the revelation of the energy, Ein Sof, which is infinite, Habili Mug, Habligvul, which is without boundary, the Gili Zeo, Bechol Mokim. And if this infinite energy is drawn down, it goes all over. So once one tzaddik reveals infinite energy, then the whole world has the benefit of the infinite energy. Continuing in the Mimer, following the brackets, Umizeh Shein Meir Etzle Gili Atzmas Eir Ein Sof, from the very factor that he, whoever the person is, does not experience the full revelation of the essence of God's infinite energy, Hu Nishbar V'Nitka, every Jew is broken and crushed, Kosis V'Alderech HaYadua, parenthesis or brackets, as is well known, when we talk about illness, Shechela, the word chola, which means a sick person, an ill person, bigamatria, mem test. The word chola has the numerical value of 49. We know that there are 50 gates of wisdom. The word chola, ill person, has the numerical value of 49. Shagam kishamasig mem test share bina, even when a person masters the spiritual intellectuality, where he acquires the 49 gates of understanding, Ela Shechoser Leishar Anun, he's just lacking the 50th. Hochela, he says, oh yeah, I'm sick, I need the 50th. Now, in other words, when we lack even something, we lack everything. Back to the text, V'yadua, Mashikosav HaTzemach Tzedek, we know that which the third Rebbe of Chabad, Rabbi Menachem Mendel, the Tzemach Tzedek, wrote, where he would hear from his illustrious grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, Admor HaZaken, and the Alter Rebbe would often say, and he has the exact Yiddish words, Ich will zegor nicht, I want nothing, said the Alter Rebbe, Ich will nicht dein Gan Eden, I don't even want your paradise, said the rabbi, the Alter Rebbe, to God, Ich will nicht dein Olam Haba, I don't even want your world to come. Chulu, etc. Ich will mernit azdich alein, I only want you. Which means that in that statement, the Alter Rebbe portrayed that even though paradise is a great revelation, the world to come is a great revelation, it's not good enough for me, I want to be bound with you, God, in your infinite energy. Paradise is not infinite. The world to come is not infinite. It's only a limited revelation. And through the fact that this expression was heard from the Alter Rebbe, the Pirush Hoyonishma, the expression which the Tzemach Tzedek uses to describe it is, it was heard, Hushazeh Hoya, that it was heard, Leirak Bezmaram Yechodim, not only in unique, rare times, Ela Shazeh Hoya Dvar Harog, the Alter Rebbe would often say this. Most especially, once this was publicized, Ayideh Tzemach Tzedek, through his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek, who related it, the ability was given to every single Jew, that we should not settle for second best, which is paradise or the world to come, but we should only insist that we experience the complete revelation of the essence of God. And all of this is part of the explanation explaining why, no matter how good it was, post Purim miracle, they were still in exile. V'ad kedei kach, to the extent, sh'ein meir giliza, when this infinite godly revelation is not illuminating, mikoshkin bezman hagolus, certainly when there's still a state of diaspora and exile, sh'ein meir afilo ha'gilui, even the revelation is not illuminating, gilui air, light, sh'ein bezman habayis, as there was during the time of the Holy Temple, who? The Jew is b'matzav, in a situation, because he's crushed. And because we are in exile, because we're crushed, even though things are good, materially and spiritually, every Jew requests of God three times a day, in the Amida, a Yesarir, even more, v'techzena einenu b'shuvacha l'tzion berachamim. We pray, let our eyes see as you return to Zion with mercy. Sha'oz, because only then, when God returns to Zion, yeah, there will be gilui, a revelation of elokus, of godly energy, v'ad l'kilui atzmus, even the essence of Hashem's very essence without limitation. And this could not take place when the Jewish people were finding themselves living in Persia, Medea, as subjects of Ahasuerus, despite how good things were. Zehu kosis lamoer, this is the meaning of crushed, for the luminary, shayidei ho'inyan, the kosis, through the fact that we experience crushing, mizeh shenimtsoim begolus, the very factor that we know that we find ourselves in exile, magiyim lahamoer, that feeling of being crushed, because we're still in exile, that's enough to transform us to the level of the luminary. The fact that the will and desire of every Jew who gilui elokus is that there be revelation of godly energy, where it touches the very essence of one's soul, that's why he's broken and humbled, cause he's crushed, from this, that at the time of exile, there is no godly revelation, this knowledge, this cognizance comes because of the essence of the soul, mo'er, or the luminary shebeneshama in the soul, shehiskashrusa belakus, its bond with godliness, hiskashrus atzmis, is an essential bond. Chapter 10. V'yeshleimar, one can say, shebchines ha-mo'er, that the level of luminary, dehaneshama of the soul, hamizgales, which is revealed, al yidei ho'inyan, through the idea, the causes of crushed, mizeh shenimtsoim begolus, what crushes us, the very knowledge that we're still in exile, hinalis yaisa, we can argue and say that this is an even higher level, mipchinas hamoer, than the level of luminary, dehaneshama of the soul, shemizgales, which is revealed, al yidei mesiras nefesh, through self-sacrifice. In other words, the Rebbe is now creating a comparison between the declaration of the Kibbal Ayahudim, of the acceptance and reiteration of accepting Torah and mitzvahs that the Jewish people experienced during the difficult moments of the Purim miracle, that comes from self-sacrifice, to the post-Purim miracle, which comes from knowledge that great as everything is, and there's light, and there's joy, and gladness, and honor, we're still in exile. Perhaps you can say, that the revelation of the soul through the knowledge that we're still in exile is an even greater revelation of the soul than comes forth when we're feeling forced to have the idea of self-sacrifice. Well, you know, the idea is, Demehatam imalzeh, Shebematan teirohi sarakas chola, one of the reasons that at the time the Torah was given, the Jewish people only began, it was a beginning, hey chelo lases, as the verse says. They began to do, they reiterated that which they began to do. The reason at the time of the giving of the Torah was only a beginning of a declaration of we will do and we will understand. Obimei Achashverosh, and in the times of Achashverosh, haisa kabola, there was the acceptance. V'kibol ha'yehudim, the Jewish people accepted. Who? Because how could there be a bigger acceptance in the Purim story than there was at Mount Sinai? The answer is Kizeshik Dimonasa the Nishma Bamatan Torah, because the fact that the Jewish people said, we will do and we will understand, prefacing doing to understanding, Hoya was because of, and we talked about this earlier, Mipnei Shekofa Aleim Har Kigigis, because God held a mountain over them like a cask, like a barrel, and said, you accept the Torah? Fine. You don't? I'll drop this mountain on you. And we talked that what this really means as there is that there was such a powerful godly revelation that you could not say no. It looked too good. It's like God held a mountain of goodness. It's like you offer somebody something he can't refuse. I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. Gilui, there was a tremendous revelation, Milmaila from on high. That's the meaning of the mountain. So therefore, one can argue that when the Torah was given, the Jewish people had no choice but to accept. It looked great. How could you say no? But in the times of Achashverosh, when there was a lot less revelation, they accepted Torah on their own. How could that be? The Yeshlomer, one would say, one can say, perhaps we can say, Shohamuna, that the level of faith, the Yisrael of every Jew, Mitzadzeh, coming from the factor, Shanashoma, Shalmaila, Raya Elikus, that the heavenly soul on high sees godliness, Emuna, Mishavitzad Siba, faith which comes from a cause, who Al Derech, Sheikdimu, Naasa, Lenishma, would be similar to prefacing, we will do, to we will understand, b'matan Torah, which was declared at the time the Torah was given, mitzad hagilui d'lamayla, because there was such great revelation from on high. V'zeh shibimei Achashverosh ha'isak ha'bola, mitzad atzmon, whereas, during the days of King Achashverosh, this acceptance was emanating from they themselves, who? Kioz nisgala, because then, there was revealed ha'hiskashrus, the bond of belukus to godliness, shemitzar etzem anashom of the essence soul, hiskashrus atzmis shemitzar etzem mitzuyusam, a much higher bond coming from the essence soul. That's what happened in the Purim story. Well, befrot is yeser more detailed, in a more detailed vein, yeshleimer, we could say, Shagam begilui etzem anashoma, also in the revelation of the essence soul, yeshnam dugma shnei yonam aniskodim le'el, there is a taste parallel to the two ideas mentioned earlier. Degilui etzem anashoma binyanam asiris nefesh, the revelation of the essence soul of self-sacrifice, yeshleimer, we can say, shabinigei lekeches hagiluim hukameidavar neisav, relative to the revealed energies, it's like an additional level, as we see practically with people in the real world. We find a phenomenon. You know, the Rebbe often said in the decade of the 1950s, he says, looking at Jews who came from Russia, he says, you know, when you were in Russia, you were ready to sacrifice your lives. And here in America, you can't even sacrifice your wall-to-wall carpet. In other words, what happened to the self-sacrifice of Russia? In America, all you need to do is be giving a little bit. The answer is sometimes the pressure of life and death brings out a deeper level. As we see in actuality, the Kama Anoshim within various people, when they were in a place where there were harsh decrees legislated against studying Torah, observing commandments, they were ready to literally give their lives. Over many years, the Russian Jew, the Hasidim of the previous Rebbe in Russia, how many of the emissaries of the previous Rebbe were sent to Siberia? It wasn't even a question. But when these same people later arrived to countries, where it's possible to study Torah, or mitzvahs, where it's possible to do mitzvahs, mitechar chov in abundance, nobody's stopping you. The same level of self-sacrifice is not too apparent, at least in a revealed level. How could it be? The fact that they were able to stand at the level of self-sacrifice, spanning many years, because of what happened to them, there was revealed the essence of the soul, which is much higher than the revealed levels of the soul. But this revelation does not happen through a transformation in the revealed levels. It's necessarily the self-sacrifice that brings out the best. The crushing of the olive brings out the best oil. The fact that the essence soul, he says here in the brackets, is also the revealed energies, Kaniskel El Sifei, as we explained earlier, in chapter 5, Usha Etzim Anashoma, the essence soul, who are Etzim Shalahem, is the essence of the person, Ve'einze Shayach Lin Yonim Shekechas Aguliyim Atzman. And therefore, the essence of the person has no connection to the revealed level of the person, Lehatziyur Shalahem, to their character. There's a difference between character, which is developed, and essence, which is. Ve'agili Etzim Anashoma Bazeh, the revelation of the essence soul is through the fact, Shunishba Venitka, the person is broken and crushed, Mizeh, from the fact, or Shunim Tzibagolis, the very knowledge that he finds himself in exile. Hushagam Kechas Hagluyim Shalevin is revealed, character traits, Hatsir de Kechas Hagluyim, the description of his conscious faculties, Hem Kamechadim, or Etzim, are one with the essence. The Ashleima, we can say, the Zesh Etzim Anashoma, that the very fact that the essence of the soul, the Hatsir, and the character, the hakeches of the soul's faculties, heim dugmas, are parallel, shnei inyonim, to two ideas. Well, the visha gam etzem anashoma, how can we say that? Because the essence of the soul is also mugderes begeder, it's also characterized by some category. V'hageder shaloi lamayla mi'atsir dekeches, but its characterization is much higher than the characteristics of particular faculties. Avo mitzad etzem anashoma, but the essence of the soul, kemeshu mishreshes bo'atzmas, as it is rooted in the essence of Hashem, hapshitus danashoma, the plain, simple essence soul, v'atzir da'akeche shalo, and ultimately the development of particular character traits of faculties, and kulachad, are in essence all one, as is taught in the teachings of Kabbalah. Based upon this, we can argue and say that the level of luminary danashoma of soul, shemizgalis, which is revealed ayadei mesiras nefesh through self-sacrifice, he etzam anashoma, is the essence of the soul, as it is described in a simplistic, plain form, much higher than any characteristic faculty description, or bechinas hamoyer danashoma shemizgalis ayideyoyin dekosis, at the level of luminary, which is revealed through the idea of being crushed, mizeh, from the very knowledge and imtsoyim that we find ourselves begolus in exile, who gilui etzam anashoma, is the revelation of the essence soul, kemeshu mishneshes biatzmas, as it is in the essence of Hashem. Chapter 11. Yesh l'kasher zeh, we can connect this imam avuya b'hamaymer with that which is explained in the discourse, b'peirush, in the meaning hakosav of the verse, because in the previous Rebbe's v'kibul ha'yehudim discourse, he also refers to the verse of v'yata tetzava es b'nei Yisrael, and you Moshe shall command the children of Israel, b'yikhoi lecha, and they shall take to you shem and zayis, pure olive oil. It's only after Moshe commands, we learned earlier that command, tzavsa b'chibur, means connect the Jewish people, as I then, yaviyu Yisrael, the Jewish people could bring to Moshe, Lemoshe Shemen Zayis, the purest of oils, She Yisrael, because the Israel, the Jewish people, Yidei Avedosim, through their service, Yisipu, they will add Gilui, a revelation of energy, B'madrigas Moshe, even to Moshe. The Jew, through his self-sacrifice, elevates Moshe. We can say that one of the explanations of this concept in the service of man is the fact that Moshe commands or mekasher and binds as Bnei Yisrael, connects the Jewish people who shuzon umefarnes as amuna. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses is described as the faithful shepherd, also the shepherd of faith, that he shepherds the faith, shuamuna, that the faith within every Jew, tiyeh neisav, shall be in addition to Al-Kameshi Mitzadah Giluyim, as it was, or as it is, at a revealed level, Danashama of the soul. Mitzadzeh, from the perspective of Shanashama Lamaila, that the soul above, Reya, sees Elokus, godly energy, Gam Mitzad Etzem Anashama, also the essence soul. The Ashleimer, one can say, in the brackets, Dezem Ashakosa Beata Tetzab Ez Bnei Yisrael, that the fact that it says, and you, Moshe, shall command and connect the children of Israel, Dilashain Va'ata Tetzab, the expression of you shall command, as Bnei Yisrael Mashma, it implies, it seems to suggest, Shemesha Mitzab, that Moshe Rabbeinu commands, parentheses, what did we learn command means? Instructs. Mekashiru Mechaber, binds and connects, as Bnei Yisrael Asram, the children of Israel themselves, Kimbitzad Etzem Anashama, because of the essence soul, Kol Yisrael Emchad, every Jew is one. The Jewish people, we all share one large soul. Vayidei Ho Avedid Yisrael, through the service of Israel, La'achre Shinimshach B'Yisrael Gili Etzem Anashama Yidei Mesha, after the fact that the Jewish people had the revelation of their soul revealed through Moshe, Shigam Keches HaGiluyim Shalahem, that even their revealed characters, traits, Hatziyur Da Keches, the particular character of their faculties, Yiyu should be Mas'imim, in line and consistent with Lietzam Anashama, the essence soul, Ayidei Zeh, through this, Nasa Yisrein, there becomes an advantage, Vaisafa, and in addition, Bekinis Etzem Anashama, the essence of the soul, Shanim Shecha, which was drawn down, Benizgala, and revealed, Bahem, within them, Ayidei Meisha, through Meisha Rabbeinu, Veyikhu Elecha, they shall take to you, Ki Ayidei Zeh, Mizgala, Bosh Rosha, Hoamiti, because through this is revealed, Shorsha Ha'amiti, or Shorsha Ha'amiti, it's true. Root source, Kameshu Mishnesh, Bahatzmas, as the soul of every Jew is rooted in the essence of Hashem. Brackets Ulahoir, and to note, to observe, Shayadei Zeth, through this, Nitaisev, there is added Gam as well, Biha'achdis Yisrael, in the oneness, in the unity of the Jewish people. Because all the Jewish people, as we said earlier, are one soul. Sha'achdis Yisrael, the unity of the Jewish people, Ayde Etzem, Hanashama, through the essence soul, Shemizgalis Mohem, which reveals within them, He Kamehdabar Nasif Al Mitzuyusam, is almost like something additional to their being. Lachin, therefore, Achduzeh, this unit, this unity, this fusion, He Ayde Sha'isim Nafsham Iker Begufam Tophel. The Alter Rebbe actually explains this theme in chapter 32 in Tanya. How could the Jewish people be one? The Jewish people could be one only if they see all the souls of all the Jews as one big body. You have head souls and shoulder souls and feet souls and toenail souls. There's one large body of souls and we're all part of that body. So when the head hurts, the foot hurts. When the foot hurts, the head hurts. That's how we are one. Says the Alter Rebbe in Tanya, how can we really be cognizant of this oneness and truly develop a love for every Jew? There's only one way. There are two kinds of people. There's a person who's a soul person, and there's a person who's a body person. If a person is going to make his body as a priority and his soul secondary, he's never going to reach the true level of Ahavat Yisrael, of love of his fellow Jew. Because when there's one piece of dessert on the table, I want it. I don't want you to have it. When you have it, you're conflicting. You're not allowing me to have it. Therefore, if I live a life of materialism, I can't have true love of a fellow Jew because everybody's out to get me. If I'm focused and set in financial gain, in pleasure, in ego, the other guy is always the enemy. But if I'm focused on soul, if I am a soul person, if my essence is soul and my body is secondary, like Hillel used to say to his students, I'm going to feed the poor man who's starving, the nobody. He meant his body. To Hillel, the body was secondary. The body was a guest. So when we make our soul a priority, then it's very easy to be one with all the other souls. Vayidei Gili Etzem HaNeshama, through the revelation of the essence soul, K'meshi Mushreshes B'Atzmus, as it is rooted in the essence of Hashem, Shayidei Zeh, through this, Gam Hatzir, also, the character of the faculties, the Keches HaGluyim of the faculties that are revealed, who Chad are one, Imo Etzem, with the essence, or Achdut Yisrael, because the unity and fusion of Israel, he becholo onyonim shalom, is in every aspect. Gam onyonim hashiyachem laguf, even in matters connected to the body. Suddenly, when somebody becomes a soul person, he can even share body things. He can even give. Pisa yuvan, this will help us understand. According to this, we can understand Masha Kosaba Maimer, that which is written in the Maimer, Dayidei Shi Yisrael Mesifim, that through the fact that the Jewish people add. How do they add Dayidei Avedosim? Through their service, Bimadregas Moshe, to the level of Moshe, the self sacrifice of the Jew contributes to Moshe, like the oil was brought to Moshe, Ayidei Zeyir Ner Tomid, that allows the constant flame, the continual flame. The Lechayr at first glance, the fact that the candle of the soul. Why is a candle a soul? The famous verse, Ner Havaya Nishmas Odom. The flame of Hashem is the soul of man. A verse in Proverbs. Hu Tomid is always Bishova equal, Belishuni, without any change. Who al yidei gili etzem haneshama shenim shchaydei meisha. That's through the revelation of the essence soul which comes through Moshe. The ata you Moshe titzave will command and connect. Deve etzem haneshama, in the essence of the soul, ein shayach shinui. Essence cannot have any change. Essence is always consistent. It's only revealed character faculties that can have change. In the discourse, he says she'inyan, that the idea, the ner tomid, of this constant flame, who ayidei shi yisrael may see from madrigas Moshe, is through the fact that the Jewish people add to the level of Moshe, v'yikhoi lecha, take to you Moshe. V'yashleimer, one can say shebahagili, in the revelation, the etzem haneshama, of the essence of the soul, b'derech, in a manner of milmaila lamata, coming from above to below, al yidei va'ata tetzava, through you Moshe shall command. Yesh chiluk bein erev boker, there's a difference between whether one finds oneself in a state of evening or in a state of morning. Is it nighttime or is it morning time? Because that's what the verse says, from evening to morning. Sheiker Hagilu Shalom, its main revelation, Ukashieshna Malamas Vestatim, are when there are concealments, conditions that hide and conceal Erev, evening, Shayidezeh, through this Misader, becomes awakened, Umizgal, and revealed Kayach, the power, Hamasiros Nefesh, of self sacrifice. Well, commission is by Le'el, as we explained earlier, paragraph 10. Shagam Eileb Shibizman Agzeda, that even those who were in the time of decree, Erev of evening, understood the Mesiris Nefesh at a level of self-sacrifice, Shabo Lamukam, when they came to a place, Shepshalasik Beteda, or Mitzvahs, where they were able to occupy themselves in Torah study and Mitzvahs, Mitech Harchova, in a spirit of abundance, Boker, the morning, Ein Nikar Bohem, HaMesiris Nefesh, one could not recognize within them, in the free country, their ability of self-sacrifice, at the same level that they used to have in difficult places and times. The true idea of this continuous, constant flame, which has no change, who al yedei avedosim shel Yisroel, through the service of Israel, shegam keches hagiluyim yechad imetzam anashama, that even the revealed character traits of one's faculties should be one and bound with the essence soul, the yikhu, they should take their revealed character faculties elecha, to you. This will help us explain Zed, the factor, shekosis, that crushed, la moir for luminary, nemar bakosif, is stated in the verse, behemshech, as an outgrowth, leviyikho elecha, of they, the Jewish people, shall take to you, Moshe, Gomer, etc. Ki bechosis la moir, because in the words, crushed for the luminary, nichlol gamba Zed, there is also included within that, she yisrael, that the Jewish people, aim shvurim, are broken, venitkoyim, and humbled, kosis, they are crushed, mizeh, from this fact, shem begolus, just the knowledge that they're in exile, de'inyin zeh, this idea, ho'ayi de'avedosim shol Yisrael, through the service of Israel, shegam keiches hageluyim shalem, even their revealed energies, yeh mas'imim, should be consistent and parallel, etzam anashamba, with the essence soul. It is a good goal that our revealed levels of soul should be consistent with the essence, on the level of luminary danashoma of soul, shemizgalis, which is revealed ayidezeh through this, he etzam anashoma, that's the essence of soul, kameshu mishneshes ba'atzmas, as it is rooted in the essence, v'lachay ne'mar kosis la'moer, and therefore it says, crushed for luminary, behem shechle b'yikhoi lecha, as an outflow of, they shall take to you. The closing chapter, chapter 12, v'hine ha'pirush, the meaning, Bepashtus, from a simple perspective, in the words, Biva'ato titzave, and you shall command as B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel. Command, we learned earlier, is connect. The Yikru, and they, the children of Israel, should take and bring a lecha to you, Vemer, etc. Who is that? Shemesha, that Moshe Rabbeinu Yitzave should command as B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel, she Yikru a lecha, they should take to you. From this we can understand Gamba Primis Onyonim, even in the more internal aspects, essential aspects, the Zesha Mesha Mitzabo Makasha as B'nai Yisrael, the fact that Moshe commands and connects the children of Israel, who Ba'efen is in such a manner, Shemam Shich Lohem, he draws down and brings down to them, Nisinas Koyach, the potential, the power, the energy, Gam Avayikhu Elecha, even enabling them, the Jewish people, to bring the crushed olives, the olive oil, the essence to Moshe. Meaning, to bring more energy to Moshe, to build Moshe. Now, he says in the closing words of this discourse, who kamei kein, and so also, who it is, benegeya, involving lemeisha, the Moshe Rabbeinu shebedeireinu, in our generation. And the Rebbe always referred to the previous Rebbe as the leader of our generation, even after his passing. The Rebbe, my father-in-law, leader of our generation, that his service, la'eder, is to awaken, or the galis, and to reveal esu amuna, the faith, shebechalechan miyisrael, in every Jew, shemitzat etzem anashom, in the essence soul. What is that? How does that work? Kiba Eifen is in a manner, Shachakach Yavda Avedosim B'Keach Atzmam. The Rebbe injects this faith within every Jew, then enabling him to take over on his own. Like Aaron would kindle the light, how long would he keep the source of flame there until it catches on its own? The atsheyu ner tomid, until it becomes a continual flame. Shein shayach beshinu gam betzarkeich zagluyim, where even due to the revealed faculties, there's no possible change. Closing words of this discourse. Vayidei zeh, through this, zeichen we merit, bekorev speedily, mamish, literally, legula ho'amitas vashlema, to the true and complete redemption. Sha'oz then, yeah, there will be gilui, revelation of elokus, of godliness, gamit sadamata, also from the perspective of the one below of us, via oz, and then there will be havos, the delivery, the bringing of Hashem and the oil, ba'adlokas and the kindling, arnedos of the candles, ve'yikhoi lech Hashem and lahales ner tomit, to bring up the continual flame, gam begashmius, also not merely spiritually, but also physically, because when Mashiach will come, there will be the rebuilding of the third Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, in the third Beis HaMikdash, Bigiyula, Ho'amitis Vashlema, in the true and complete redemption, Al Yidei Mashiach Tzidkenu, through our righteous Mashiach, Bekar of Mamash, speedily in our days. And I just want to take one more minute to point out, what do we walk away with from this discourse? That we find ourselves still in exile. And we find ourselves sometimes crushed and squeezed and overwhelmed and humbled, which brings out a greater energy of self-sacrifice. Or even when things are great and we find ourselves in a state of abundance, materially and even spiritually, even then we feel crushed because we're still in exile. But if we keep putting out the same level of energy, kindling the menorah, then that empowers the Moshe Rabbeinu of our generation, and that brings about the revelation of Mashiach, who will actually come and in a very physical sense rebuild the third Beis HaMikdash. And this is the last discourse that the Rebbe had published and distributed during his physical lifetime. May we merit to be reunited with the Rebbe and the previous Rebbe and the Rambam and all the greats, the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, very speedily, Bebias Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehera B'yameinu, Amen.